Clark Grange prepares for Clay County, Stone Memorial takes down Cookeville, and York and Livingston Academy prepare to battle for third place in 8AA. The Lady Buffaloes of Clark Grange are set to host the Clay County Lady Bulldogs in the District 6 Single-A Championship on Wednesday. And while head coach Lamar Rogers isn't new to district titles, he maintains that they never get old.
No, absolutely not. We've really enjoyed it, looking forward to it. It's the way the TWSA did it. This year we're getting to play at home, which is great for our fans and our players. Of course, we still got to go out and earn it. Clay County's got a very good team. And, like you said, we're going to, I think, postpone about a week. And, we try to be smart in practice as far as saving the legs and still planning and trying to go over a defensive sets and things.
You know, Coach, one thing I've noticed, especially in these first few games from district tournaments, since, you know, as you mentioned, they were all postponed, is that a couple teams have kind of been dealing with a little bit of rust, kind of having to, you know, get back into the flow of playing in games. But it looked like your girls did not have to worry about that last night at all. They got off to a quick start. What was the key to that?
Well, you know, Red Bone Springs got two girls that's really good dribblers. And, they could, I was worried about them maybe trying to be deliberate a little bit, but, our press is pretty effective, and we got some turnovers, got some easy baskets on that. I think Cassie got, three fouls and had to sit out most of the second quarter. So we got out of that and, played some zone and tried to find their shooters and, did a really good job at that, limiting their two best players to only one field goal apiece the first half. So that was real good. And then we shot the ball good. We've got some girls can score and, had pretty good balance scoring. Starters, three of them didn't play in the fourth quarter. And some other girls come in, hit some threes. I think we had 13 threes. So, had some, get some young girls experience and then rest a little bit for tonight. So worked out pretty good.
You mentioned Clay County, obviously, as you know, I said earlier, you'll be taking them on tonight in the district championship. What kind of challenges do they pose for a team like you? They've obviously got a very good point guard in Rachel Copas. Katie Arms is another really good guard on that team. And Briley Birch has really been playing well in the post as well. What kind of challenges do they pose for you?
Well, they do. They're very good offensively. And, we have to, we've got certain things we're trying to do with them. And, done a pretty good job in both games so far. So, they've adjusted some the second time we played them and did some different things. And, they might try some other stuff tonight, either offensively or defensively. But we kind of know their personnel pretty good. And they know ours. I mean, we've already played twice and, we need to execute good. Shot selection is always important. We need to win the free throw battle, every time, whoever we play. And, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but that helps and everything. So just, they've got some girls that can penetrate and everything, and we've got to, stay in front of them and then, help them recover defensively.
Coach Ofter, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe this is the first time me and you have spoken since the Mr. and Miss Basketball finalists were revealed. Tell me, what was the feeling like when you heard Cassie Monday was going to be a finalist?
Well, it is first time we're talking. It's, very deserving. I was hoping Cassie and Kaylee both would be a finalist because, they're two of the better players in the state of Tennessee, really, in any classification. Their skill level is so high and their quickness and their, their shooting. But, disappointing for Kaylee and, it'd been hard to pick one, if I was picking. And, of course, I wouldn't do that. But, really happy for Cassie. She'd be very deserving if she won it. They've got Madison Hart of Gibson County. He's a very good player. I've seen her before. And then the Withers girl, Loretta, has been a finalist 2 years in a row. So we'll see what happens. And, she's excited about it, real happy. But, we're team-oriented our goals.
It all gets started 6 o'clock on Wednesday night at Clark Range as they host Clay County in the District 6 Single A Championship. But once again, that was Clark Range Lady Buffaloes head coach, Lamar Rogers. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. The Warren County Pioneers are back-to-back District 6 AAA champions after defeating White County on Tuesday, something that head coach Chris Sullins is proud of.
Well, it's been a tough season, Rusty, from day one, and I'm just very pleased and very blessed that we've been around these young men. They've done an outstanding job from the time we got started. You know, we had a lot of kids that were in football during that season, waited for them to get done with their football season, had a great year. Everybody knows about the football season they had. And once we got started on the basketball floor, we continued to get better day after day. Had some roadblocks, had some speed bumps, so to speak, but our kids told us, they told us as a coach and staff and me personally, hey, coach, when it comes to district tournament time, we'll be ready to go. So to be co-season champs and district tournament champs for the second straight year, it's very gratifying. Knowing the kind of work that these young men have put in.
Talk about your defense from last night, Coach, because one thing that really stuck out to me, and it stuck out again when I was watching film, was I know that Grant Slatton ended the game with 28 points, but it really felt like your guys defended him about as well as you could have, and you made all of his points as difficult as possible.
Well, you know, we talked about it last night, and I guess we talked about it all week, and we talked about it every time you play Grant. I mean, you're not going to stop Grant Slatton. I don't think we've had a night where you've walked in and read the UC Sports page that said Grant Slatton had 6 points. That's just not going to happen. What we wanted to make sure is we just made him earn every shot, every point that he put on the board, that he earned it. We wanted to keep him out of transition. I thought we did a pretty decent job of that. I think one of the things that we concentrated on last night is just not losing him. There's times that we can get caught ball watching and not understanding where Grant's at. He still had an outstanding basketball game, but I think he earned every point that he got. Anytime you hold him under 30 with the kind of offensive player he is, and that's a credit to him. I mean, he's as good a scorer as we've seen in a long time in this area, and holding him under 30 was a really good job by our team last night.
I think everybody wants to talk about D, everybody wants to talk about CJ and Aiden and how well these guys played, but one kid that really I felt gave you some of the best minutes he's given you all season was Aaron Ashburn. I feel like off the bench, especially when Aiden got into foul trouble, he gave you some spectacular minutes.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, Aiden and CJ, both when they get in foul trouble, you're having to go to the bench. And Aaron has played some minutes for us, but I wouldn't say he's played a lot of major minutes. I mean, he played – there was a time last night with about – I think there was about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. He kind of gave me the head tap because he's been on the floor for so long, and I kind of gave him the, I guess I shook off the pitcher or shook off the catcher like, a little bit. Like, hey, I got two kids on the bench with 4 fouls. You're going to have to suck it up a little bit. He did a great job. I think he was three for three from the field, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, pulled some major boards last night. Defensively, really was into. We noticed all week, and we've been noticing in film when we're watching our guys that he was doing a good job defensively on rotations and those type of things. Just very proud of him. He's a kid that's going to help us going forward, and I think nights like last night can be a big boost for a kid's confidence because he's been in that type moment. Now he knows how to perform in that type moment. So he's very proud of Aaron Ashburn last night.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, where we continue our discussion with Warren County head coach Chris Sullins.
Coach, I think one of the coolest things I think I've seen all year was last night after the game when they were doing, you know, the all-tournament awards, and, you know, they announced CJ on the team, and then everybody immediately starts chanting D's name, and everybody kind of knew at that point. Talk about your point guard and what makes him special to this team and this community.
Well, we've talked about it many times. First of all, I mean, his skill set is just second to none. I mean, I told some people, you know, D walks in the door, I guess, you know, he started playing for us as a junior, but he gets to Warren County High School. Nobody knew him when he walked in the door about midway through his sophomore year. I think we just finished our season, and, you know, he comes in, he's got a basketball with him. He's got a great personality to him. He's got a great turn to him. You know, he's always got a smile on his face. He's a kid that this community's embraced because a lot of people don't understand these stories. You know, he's a guy that, let's be real, you know, I mean, his mother passed away when he was really young. His grandmother and aunt had been raising him ever since he was probably 3 or 4 years old. He's a young man that he loves the game of basketball. He's a gym rat. He'll do anything that you ask him to do. You never see D raise his voice or anything. He's just a great young man. And our community has gravitated towards him a little bit. And you're right. When CJ got his All-Tournament Award and you kind of looked around thinking, hey, they're going to give the MPB Award, who else could it be but D? And seeing how that community kind of understood what he's meant to them, and I think what they meant to him, because they have embraced him. I mean, very few times do I not go somewhere in the community that I'm not asked, how is D doing, or is there anything I can do to help D, or something of that nature. We want people in this community want that young man to succeed, and I was so happy for him. He shed some tears last night because he's got a soft heart. There's been some times that maybe Coach Sullins has been on him a little bit too hard, and we've kind of seen that soft heart side, but I couldn't have been more proud for him, and I know our community is the same way. Basketball-wise, he's just really good. I don't know what else to say. He can flat-out shoot it. Boy, he handles it so well. And last night, when we got in foul trouble and we took two or three guys off the floor, we really asked him to do more things than we have his entire career, and he just stepped up every single possession.
And then, of course, with CJ, I mean, 28 points. I mean, what more do we have to see from this kid before people, truly believe that he's special? Because there are moments where he just looks unstoppable on the court.
Well, we've talked about this, Rusty, it's funny because I had some former players come to me last night, and they were saying, well, that's not the CJ that we saw a couple weeks when you were maybe playing out of district or those type things. CJ knows what games, and this will come out the wrong way, but he understands what games are truly important. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I don't think I've ever been around a young man that when he's put on that type stage does not produce at the highest level. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. The brighter the light, the more pressure that's on, the better he plays, and we've just seen it for, 2 to 3 years. And I'll say now that we're fixing to go into region play, when it's, win or go home, I think he's going to be really, really special for this region. He's never played in that type game yet. He's always had, he was a junior. If you get put out, hey, you'll be back your senior year. I think you're fixing to see a special CJ Taylor. And he pretty much told me, going into the district tournament, hey, Coach, don't worry. You're going to get the best CJ Taylor that you've ever seen. And I thought last night he had 21 in the first half, hit a huge three right there going into halftime. I knew it in two possessions that he was going to be special, and we've seen it just time and time again. And now it's not amazing. It's just the extreme, like, hey, I can't believe you just did that. And that's just normal. And that's when you know a kid's pretty special, when it just becomes normal.
Coach, you mentioned the region tournament, and when I look at this team on paper and on court, I feel like this is a team that, if everything goes right, could make a really deep run and maybe end up playing in the glass house. What do you still want to see cleaned up before the region tournament?
Oh, we got to clean up a couple of things. You always got to get better. I think we still got to do a better job on, rebounding the basketball. I think we got to keep teams off the offensive boards. At this point in time of the season, it becomes half-court basketball. I think we got to do a much better job of executing on the offensive end. That's something we're going to concentrate a lot on in practice in the coming days, and understanding the type of shots we want. Our shot selection has got to be what we want it to be, not what other teams want it to be. The pace of play is something that we have to understand. And then you just got to understand the moment. You got to understand that you got to bring it every night. And we have been a basketball team that's had a couple blips on the radar that would be a concern. I don't think that will be something that this team needs to worry about, but it's always something that you want to make sure they understand. Because these are the next two rounds. If you don't win, there's not a tomorrow. So, we got to be ready to go Saturday night. against McMinn County. We expect to make a deep run. I mean, that's all there is to it. We've talked to our seniors from day one for the last 2 years that we expect to make a deep run. Everybody in the region tournament expects to make a deep run, in my opinion. Everybody's there as a quality basketball team. So they're, you know, if we can clean up some things on the offensive end, then defensively, if we can continue to rebound the basketball and kind of move in the zones that we're trying to get our guys to do in and not leave and not get lost, I think we'll be fine.
Again, that is Warren County boys basketball coach Chris Sullins. If you ask Cumberland County Lady Jets head coach Tyler McWilliams about his first season in Crossville, you'll hear a lot of positivity after winning the district title for the sixth season in a row.
You know, it's been a great year here at CCHS. We've been able to have a great season and continue the winning streak in our district and winning six straight district championships in a row, and that's a huge accomplishment. I'm super excited and super proud of these girls. They've worked hard this year, and it's not always easy getting a new coach and a new system, but especially in a year like this year, they really embraced, you know, adapting to whatever's thrown at us and being ready. And I think that's made a big difference for us, and I'm just really proud of them.
We've talked a lot about Emery Barragona this year, Coach, and rightfully so. She's deserved the attention. Everybody also knows how good of a player Abby Houston is, and Georgia Anderson and Josie Smith were also all named to the all-tournament team alongside them. What have each of those players done individually to help put this team in position to succeed?
Emery has done a great job all season of really just controlling our team on the floor. She's been a true example of a floor general, and that you as a coach you love to have that point guard that's able to do that, and she impacts the game, and you know puts us in good positions all night long because she is able to take care of what she needs to take care of. And Abby Houston, you know, everybody knows her as a three-point shooter, and she does that well. But lately she's really just started developing other areas of her game, and I'm just seeing her grow so much, and I'm so excited. And for her, I kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to see the season end because she's growing so much, and I just don't want it to stop. But she's became a good rebounder. She's developing her defensive game a little bit, and she's looking to attack the rim a little bit more and score inside, and that's always good to see, and I'm really pleased with her. You know, Georgia's, you know, she's been a consistent all year long, and, you know, I had a conversation with her a little while back about, you know, play like the player that I know that you are. And that everybody on this team knows that you are. You got to play with that kind of confidence, and she's done that lately. And I'm really proud to see her and excited to see her grow into the future. And Josie Smith, you know, Josie has really been a spark for us lately. She's not only been able to help us on the defensive end, which is kind of her area. But she's been able to knock down some outside shots and give us a little bit more offensively, and that's been big for us. And I've known all along that she's able to do that, and it's really exciting to see her have a finish to the season like she has. And the thing about my team is, or our team, is that there's so many more people out there that, you know, could have made all tournament and that are deserving of that, and that's what's made our team successful. Is we've got so many kids out there that are able to contribute to us every night, and that's kind of what makes our team unique.
You mentioned a few months ago, Coach, one of this team's goals was to get to this position near the end of February, beginning of March, because when you get into region tournament time, you believe this team could potentially surprise a lot of people. What aspect of this team really gives you that confidence that maybe this run is only just beginning?
Well, like I just mentioned, our team, you know, we've got so many different skill sets from different people that we can throw out there, and, you know, we can adapt to any kind of style. We can go up tempo. We can slow it down. We're used to playing different styles of basketball in order for us to find success. And I think that's very important in tournament time. And we've said all season long, you know, the team that we are now is not the team we want to be in tournament time.
The Lady Jets will await the loser of the York Institute Livingston Academy matchup on Wednesday night, as they will host due to being the District 7 AA champion. But once again, that was Cumberland County head coach Tyler McWilliams. The Stone Memorial Panthers took down Cookeville on Tuesday for the third time this season, and it was all fueled by a first quarter that head coach Neil Capp says he didn't want to end.
Well, we were moving the basketball really well offensively. Obviously, everything we do is predicated on how our defensive intensity. So we were playing really good defense. We were really making things difficult for Cookeville on that end. And that kind of led into some really good looks, really good early looks, and some nice ball movement, got us some really great looks, and we were able to capitalize on those. And we were able to extend that out there in that first quarter. And unfortunately, the first quarter had to end. So, and that's what led to the second quarter. So, but and things really, really, we really started struggling then. So,
speaking of that second quarter, I feel like that was a good testament, though, to your team's maturity, because a lot of teams that get off to a good start and then slow down in the second might panic. But I thought as a whole, your guys did a good job of handling themselves.
Yeah, and now we told them at halftime, you know, how immature they would have been if they thought that we were going to hold Cookeville to 3 points. We knew Cookeville was going to make a push and they were going to make a run. I just wish that we wouldn't have helped them so much. Yeah, we had 17 turnovers on the game. 7 of those came in that second quarter, and we gave them the entirety of the momentum for the game, and from that point it was a dogfight. And, you know, when I tell us, I tell our guys, the only way to learn how to play in close games and is to be in them. And, that was a great learning experience for us. Cookeville did a fantastic job of not laying down. They kept fighting back, and, they made it a really good game for the remainder of the game. And, that's just a testament of Coach Hurd and the job he does over there with that group. He's been working with that particular group. I know he's only been there for 2 years, but he's been working with those kids, those freshmen. You know, he plays seven out of the 11 kids he plays as freshmen. He's been working with those kids for years. So those kids came into high school ready to play. And, we knew that they were going to make plays, but I just wish we wouldn't have helped them so much to do it.
As I mentioned earlier, your team picks up third in the district, and I feel, again, like that's just a real testament to how your team has battled all season to be able to finish in the top three of a really tough district, as we've talked about all year.
Yeah, we were picked third, you know, so we preseason we were picked third, and that's where we finished. You know, defensively, I feel we're a very good defensive team. We've showed that all year, that we can get up and guard. We're big. We're veterans. We got, you know, we play 6 seniors. So defensively, we do what we're supposed to do, and we do a really good job. Offensively, we struggle at times offensively to put the ball in the hole. We've not shot it really well from the perimeter consistently throughout the year. Free throws, we're 70% of the team on the year free throws, and that's really hurt us at times. Like last night, we were 11 of 21 from the free throw line. So defensively, we're doing what we're supposed to do. Offensively is where we've really had our struggles this year. You know, it's not a secret of what our offensive identity is. We want to get into the paint. We want to live inside the paint and try to. But in Cookeville, tried to take that away last night and did a really good job. So last night we were very fortunate to knock down several threes. We made 9 threes last night. That's the most threes we've made in the game in quite a while. So I was very tickled with the other guys stepping up. You know, when they take away Zach Boyd and his ability to score around the rim, you're going to have other guys step up. And we had some guys step up last night to make some big threes for us and really helped us out down the stretch.
Does this serve as kind of a notice for your team that, like, when you do show up, you shoot the ball well, you've got your game in the paint working? Does that serve as a notice that, hey, all it takes is for us to show up and have our best game and we can make a deep run in the postseason?
Absolutely. I mean, that's all sport is playing right and playing well at the right time. And hopefully, you know, we can get on that roll. You know, one of the most important statistics in sport, and especially basketball, is shooting percentage. If you shoot the ball well, it's amazing how that means that you're taking care of the ball, so your turnovers are low. That means you're taking great shots, so you're going to shoot you're shooting a higher percentage.
As of now, we are still unaware of who the Stone Memorial Panthers will be playing, but until then, that was Stone Memorial head coach Neil Capps. After falling to Macon County on Tuesday in Lafayette, the York Institute Dragonettes will now host Livingston Academy on Wednesday with a chance to earn third place in District 8AA. After all the inclement weather last week, however, head coach Michael Green says he's just happy that the team is back on the court playing games.
It's been great to actually get a little playing time in, and, you know, weather's much better. It's been a little rough now, though. Tonight will be our third straight game, so we went from a lot of rest to a lot of play, so... but at least we're getting to play, like you said.
What's the hardest adjustment there? Because I think a lot of people would think that, you know, just from a casual point of view, you get, you know, a couple days off and then you play three straight days. Well, it kind of evens out, but I know that it's not that simple.
No, you know, because you're having, you know, a lot of times you're having to play a different type of game, you know, different opponent. And, of course, with that first game, you know, you're not wanting to look ahead. You're not wanting your players looking ahead, because if you don't win that first one, you're done for anyway. So I really didn't want to plan for a Macon, or, you know, like we played last night, or any of these other ones in the previous practice, because we wanted our focus to be on Smith County. And because that was our, you know, we had to win that game to keep playing. And so now we're just, you know, we're playing. And, you know, kind of trying to talk about things through walkthroughs and, you know, then just showing up, and hopefully we'll play like we can, and whatever happens, happens. But, you know, we're just glad to be getting this in.
Before we talk about Tuesday night, Coach, I have to ask, as a coach, is it challenging to get kids motivated in today's day and age for a consolation game? I talked to another coach earlier about it, and is it hard to get kids motivated for consolation? Because everybody wants to play for the district championship, obviously.
You know, the whole motivation thing, I really don't, I must not be very good at it. We could get these do or die games. Sometimes we don't show up like I think we should. And, you know, games that I worry that we, you know, we may be too uptight. We come out and we play. So I don't really know. I'm not done a good job with the motivating factor, I don't guess, but. I don't. You shouldn't really, in my opinion, as a high school player, especially with this season the way it's been. You know, back in November, we didn't even, you know, it was really looking like there would be no district tournament or any of that stuff. You know, if you need motivation for a game now, then you probably don't need to be playing anyway.
So, Coach, let me ask you this then. One of the biggest challenges in tournament time is obviously short turnaround time. You just mentioned you're going to be playing your third straight day as you played Smith County, Macon, and now Livingston Academy. Three completely different teams that play three completely different styles. One of the hardest parts, obviously, is adjusting on the fly and changing game plans up for who you're playing. What do you hope your team takes from Tuesday night's game against Macon and applies to tonight's game against Livingston Academy?
You know, to hopefully, you know, try to get a lead and keep that lead, because it's so much harder, you know, especially a team like us. It's hard to play behind when you struggle offensively sometimes. And, you know, if you can get a lead and just kind of hang on to that lead, it makes things easier. And, you know, hopefully cut out some of our dumb mistakes, you know, bad turnovers and, you know, things like that. And hopefully have a lead in the fourth quarter and, you know, work to keep that lead. But, you know, tonight it's just going to be a battle. You know, you're grinding. It's in third straight game. Livingston's played their third straight game. You know, they're deeper bench wise than we are, but, you know, at this point in the season, you know, a lot of it comes down to toughness and, you know, who can fight through a little fatigue and all that, and, you know, who wants it more.
Coach, I know everybody plans for Haley because they know how good of a scorer she is. But if you had to pick out somebody else who's going to be an X factor in winning tonight, because I think people forget the big stakes in a third place game is that if you win, you avoid having to go to the other district's top seed, and you still have to go on the road, but you get a much more favorable matchup. Who's an X factor tonight that could potentially get you that win and get you a better matchup in the region tournament?
We really need some scoring from, Gabby. She's been fairly consistent. We need a big game from her tonight. We need Ellen Leffy. We need Ellie to step up and play like she's capable of.
Again, that game tips off in Jamestown at 6 p.m. But once again, that was head coach of the York Institute Dragonettes, Michael Green. The White County Warriorettes earned third place in District 6 AAA after taking down Warren County on Monday in a game that head coach Michael Dodgen says his team learned a lot from their previous matchup.
Well, I thought we handled some things a little bit better than what we did about 3 weeks ago when we played Warren County at home. They played us a box and one early in that, well, actually played us a box and one for 32 minutes. And we just did not handle it very well. I felt like we handled it extremely well Monday and then got them out of the box and won because we made some shots and we were able to extend the lead once we got the game in transition and did some things there that we need to do.
Looking specifically at that third quarter where I know you guys went on a big run to kind of stretch that lead out and kind of make it to where you were able to coast more to the end, was that the key, was getting out in transition and just making open shots? Was that the key to that run?
Well, we like to play fast, and that's part of it. We got some stops defensively and actually played a little bit better defense and handled their situations a little bit better than what we did in the first half. And, you know, we stopped fouling. We got in a little bit of foul trouble there in the first half. And if I went back and looked, I think they were like 10 of 12 from the free throw line in the first half. We stopped fouling was the big thing and played defense without giving them extra shots at the perimeter or even extra shots at the free throw line.
Coach, I have to ask, because you've been around coaching for a while now, what is it hard in today's day and age to maybe get kids motivated for a consolation game? Because ultimately everybody wants to play for a district championship. Is it hard to kind of get kids motivated at first for a consolation game?
Well, if you are satisfied with your season, no. It shouldn't be, because at the end of the day, you know, you've got to get the best seed that you can get. In 99% of the districts and regions across the state of Tennessee, the one seed from the other side is going to be a very good basketball team. And this day and age, when you're having to travel as much as you're having to travel, you don't want to go to a 4-1. A lot of 3-2s are even matchup games. And sometimes your threes are favored to beat the twos. So, but, you know, when you have to go in our situation, whoever lost our game was going to Bradley. And Bradley's a tough place to play. So, you know, we've got a very veteran-type team, and the challenges are there. You know, can we go to Bradley and win? Absolutely we can. But do you want to put yourself in that situation? No. So you got to keep the kids motivated. You got to challenge your kids, and they got to be the best they can be.
Speaking of that region tournament, you guys draw McMinn County. It looks like a team that you've beaten the last three times you've played. What is it about this matchup that it just seems like your team and your girls match up really well with this team?
Well, McMinn's a very similar team to us. You know, they don't have a dominant post player. They've got athletic post players. The Mack girl that's a sophomore for Tim does a good job for him. They're very guard-oriented. It's the same as us. It's a good matchup. It's you know, we've played them the last couple of years. One, we're all on the same page, and you try to play some teams from your region. Two, that gives me an opportunity to go back to my hometown where I grew up and play and see some people there. So, you know, it's a good game for us. It's a little bit of a drive, but it's a good game for us to go and play. And, you know, it's a good matchup most of the times. You know, they've beat us a couple times, and we've been fortunate enough we've won the last five against them.
Again, that is White County Warriorettes head coach Michael Dodgen. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. The York Dragons took down the Livingston Academy Wildcats on Tuesday to clinch a spot in the District 8AA championship game. If you ask head coach Roy Whited what stuck out to him most, he would tell you it would be the defensive effort his guys put forward.
Well, absolutely. Our defense was the best that it's been all season, and we knew it was going to have to be because they have a really good team, a very potent offensive team. Of course, with Matthew Sales, I think, is one of the best players in Middle Tennessee, if not statewide. And, you know, they propose a lot of difficult matchups, and our defense was exceptional. I think it's the best defensive effort we've had all season.
What was the defensive game plan for Matthew Sells? Because, as you mentioned, a very, very potent scorer. Many believe, myself included, he probably should have been a two-way Mr. Basketball finalist. What was the game plan? What did you tell your guys that ended up guarding him? What did you tell them to do?
Well, our game plan was we had John Headings, who is, you know, 6'3", 6'3 and a half, that has a long wingspan, long arms, and John moves extremely well. And so John was, his sole responsibility was to face guard Matthew, make him work as hard as he possibly could to get the basketball, make it very, very, very difficult. And he did that. And what we were able to do when John got exhausted, which we knew he would, we swapped Nick Smith on him for a while, and then we had our freshman Miles Lefty on him for a while, and Bryson Bibry. So we rotated the players because we knew that it would wear them out, but they did an exceptional job. Their responsibility was not to help on anything. Their responsibility was to stay and deny and face guard him everywhere.
I think offensively, Coach, one of the most impressive aspects of this win for me was that you guys won as handily as you did. You put up 60 points, which is really, really good. And you did so without having one or two players really score all that much. It was a very balanced effort. And I feel like that ultimately is what made you guys so tough for Livingston to guard. Do you feel like that was the case?
I think so. Any time that you have good balance with your players out there on the floor, it makes it very difficult for the defense to be able to concentrate and take away just one or two strengths. And our players, you know, and I'll be honest with you, we had a very poor shooting night compared to what we normally shoot. But I believe I attribute that to, you know, Livingston did a good job defensively, but we also exerted so much energy on defense and concentrated on defense that, you know, I think it took away from some of our offense, but that's okay. I truly believe the farther that you go in tournaments, you know, it's defense that makes the difference.
You guys now have what I believe on Thursday is going to be the game of the night when you guys take on Upperman. You guys obviously won there earlier this year, and it was another very, very competitive game in Jamestown when you guys played a few weeks ago. What's the key here? What's the key to coming out of a win, coming out of Baxter for the second time this year with a victory and a district title?
But again, I think it goes back to two things for us. We have to play exceptional defense because they are so potent offensively.
Once again, that was York Institute Dragons head coach Roy Whited.